Yes. Charge it to my personal account.
I will do so.
It is a pity you were not here earlier. The greatest authority on the Jokers, and certainly the most incisive mind in the galaxy, was here.
The atmosphere was perceptibly warmer. Dom relaxed. The bank was hiding something, though.
I thought you were the most incisive mind in the galaxy, he said.
A common mistake. Alas, I am no more intelligent than the average Krayap, or human genius. My bulk allows, shall we say, for breadth of intelligence rather than height. I was referring to Charles Sublunar.
Poet, polymath, soldier of fortune, quoted Dom. Was he the man I saw in the hotel? Scarred he was with an early Class 1 robot.
He does not allow his likeness to be published, said the bank,
and there was a hint of laughter in the voice.
I'm getting the hang of things. I don't think seeing him was an accident. I thought he recognised me. He looked rather self-satisfied, so...
Dom, because you are my godson, I will retail to you a certain fact. Your grandmother is at this moment in orbit above us, requesting clearance to land.
A screen by the robot's arm flashed into life, and Dom saw the familiar shape of his grandmother's personal MFTL barge, drunk with infinity, drifting against the stars.
She has just referred to me as, I quote, a diseased ball of rock.
I'm not certain I want to meet her, said Dom. Myself neither, my word.
This could be exciting.
A panel in the rock wall ground back.
This is an inspection shaft. Leave this way. Where will you go when you leave me?
To Band, then, to see this person who is old.
As old as the hills. As old...
The bank paused. There was no sound, but Dom got the distinct impression it was laughing.
As the sea. Move.
Take the Krayapi. Take them as the Jokers, it was an old theory. They were an ancient race, and they were adaptable, literally so. Once there had only been one kind of Krayap. The silicon oxygen Krayaps of low degree, living in barbarism and molten phosphorus sulfides on a small world hugging close to the fires of one of the 70 Ophiuchis. 17 light-years away, a brighter-than-average ape was seeing real possibilities in banging two stones together. The Krayapi were kindly, patient, and intensely curious. They were also pathologically humble. When they spread into space, they changed the Krayap to fit the situation. 500,000 years of genome manipulation and radical molecular restructuring produced the middle-degree Krayaps, based on a silicon-carbon bond, a dynamic species that lived happily enough at 500 degrees. Soon afterwards, the vats stabilised the intricate aluminium-silicon polymers of the high degrees, the ones that occasionally floated their rafts on cool stars. There were others, including even a boron subspecies. Wherever a star warmed a rock beyond the melting point of tin, there was a Krayap to bask in its beneficence. The Krayapi had a long history. They sought knowledge as other cooler animals sought game. They were polite and gentlemanly in their dealings. They mixed well. They lived in heat, but had no sexes. Dom had liked Hershogen's theory. There are many binaries in the galaxy, and often they are an ill-matched pair, one small, dense and actinic, the other huge and red. There is day on the red stars just occasionally, and there is night on the hemisphere where the bright star does not shine. Dark. There can only be darkness on a sun by contrast. On this sun the Jokers lived. They would have to be like Krayapi with an armoured integument. Certainly the huge rafts, poised on a heat contour, would have to be protected. Before the Krayapi discovered matrix power, their rafts floated on a downdraft of oxidised iron. But the Jokers must have been more inventive. A race that twisted the chain stars would have to be inventive. Power would be no problem. Power enough would be very close indeed, but it was only a theory. Take men. The Jokers had ceased to build their strange artifacts long before man arose, brother to the apes, but who knew where men had come from? And men were adaptable, or could adapt themselves. There had been 1,000 years of colonisation. Now the sinistrals of Widdershins had night-black skin, no body hair, a resistance to skin cancers and UV-tolerant eyes. By mere chance, too, half of them were left-handed. On Terra Novae, men were stocky and had two hearts. Pineals had more in common with Phnobes than other men. The men of whole Earth lived in a permanent war. Eggplanters were simply strange and edgy, and vegetarians green in tooth and thorn. And men, it was admitted, with a sought to glory in planet-sized memorials.